Hey there, and welcome to the Corporate Side Hustler Podcast. And I am your host, Lisa Rigoli, HR manager by day, Instagram manager by night, a wife and a mom of two beautiful girls. Now, in 2014, I walked away from the dream job I worked 9+ years to get to. And here's the deal. I said no to this opportunity because I knew in my gut, I no longer wanted to climb the corporate ladder, but I wasn't ready to leave the corporate world. So I created this podcast channel to support you busy women to maximize your time while juggling all the things. Each week, my guests and I are sharing how you can attract, nurture, and connect with your ideal audience with intentionality without spending countless hours online. We get the struggle of the juggle, and we want to remind you that you can build and run a profitable side business while working your demanding day job. Thanks for tuning in. Now let's jump into today's episode. Hey, Side Hustlers, another year, and I am excited to kick off our guest speakers with my good friend, Lisa. Welcome to the show, Lisa. How are you?
I am great, Lisa. Thanks for having me on.
I am so excited because I feel like this topic is something that my side hustlers need. But before I give a little heads up on what we're talking about, I would love just for you to share a little bit about who you are and what you do.
Fantastic. So I'm Lisa, founder of The Golden Brand, and I'm a virtual photographer. I help busy entrepreneurs share images daily with their audience by offering virtual photo shoots to create custom content so they can enjoy more stress-free time unplugged.
Listen, I just have to say this because I love what you just shared about like what you do. And I hope people picked up on that you're a virtual photographer, because I remember when you and I connected and I was learning more about you, I was like, how cool is this that we are now in a place that this is something that you're passionate about, something that you make people feel super comfortable and they find their way of still like doing this from a place that they don't have to be in person. And I think this is such a cool thing that's A, needed, even if you take COVID out for a second of like where we're at. But I wish I was doing photo shoots with you back in 2019 and earlier, just because I know that my audience is just like me. We're so busy and we need people like you in our life.
Yes, absolutely. I think that the virtual photo shoots are definitely here to stay. So I started them during COVID, like you said, but I'm continuing them because there's something really magical that puts people at ease who aren't naturally comfortable in front of the camera. And what happens when we go into the virtual shoot together, it's a very intimate space. So we actually meet inside of an app and I take over their camera and they're able to be in their home and their office and have access to props and easy outfit changes. So you don't have all that pre-photo shoot stress. And I don't know if you've ever experienced this, but I tend to get kind of amped up before a shoot and I'm anticipating what's going to happen and my adrenaline is going and I'm rushing to the studio and I'm bringing all my outfits and I'm kind of fried by the time I get there and I'm not completely present to enjoy the experience. So this way we take all of that out of the equation. People are naturally more comfortable because they're in their home element and they're relaxed. And yeah, it's a really magical experience. We're able to really capture emotive pictures and the essence of who these entrepreneurs really are.
I'm like shaking my head over here because you nailed it. So many brand shoots I've done on top of like maternity shoots, and I find myself never really enjoying the process because I'm rushing to get there. I'm changing my clothes. I'm like doing all these things. But the way that you just explained why it's also really beneficial is how intimate it is. And then you're in your own space. You're in your own space to just truly feel comfortable when sometimes most of us don't feel comfortable in front of the camera. So I appreciate everything that you do. And I do think it's truly, truly magical. So I'm looking forward to my community getting to learn more about you.
Yeah. And you know, I just want to add too, I wanted to add something to that because one thing that you don't consider is how having somebody behind the camera changes your energy, because all of a sudden there is that element of fear or judgment or imposter syndrome that might come up because you're looking at the photographer thinking, okay, this person shoots a lot of people. How do I stack up? And all of that is going through your head while you're trying to look your best for your images. The magic of the virtual shoots, though, is I'm not there in person, so my energy isn't changing the energy of the person that I'm photographing. So they're just looking at a screen, and they're looking at either an image of themselves or their front-facing camera, or I guess it would be the back where you have your three lenses if you have an iPhone, right? So it takes out that added energy and expectation from having someone else physically there with you.
Ooh, okay. I didn't even, like, when you say it, it makes complete sense, because when I think about myself too, from this lens of what you're sharing, I tend not to, what's the word I'm looking for? I am a people pleaser at times. So I struggle with confidence. I'm always trying to read the room and figure out how should I best present myself, et cetera. So how you explained it, it makes it truly for me to be more invited into a process like that, because it does take maybe a drink or two to calm my nerves when I'm at a brand shoot. And granted, when I was doing my maternity shoot, I couldn't do that. But I remember always just feeling so uneasy because I was always thinking about the other person and how you're breaking it down. I feel like it gives women or individuals that you're taking their photos of the confidence to truly feel good in their own skin as they're getting these pictures taken.
Yep, you nailed it, exactly. And there's a lot that comes up when we have to be on camera, you know, whether you're on video or in photos, and that confidence element is, oh wow, that's a tricky one, isn't it? There's really no bypassing that. I mean, that is something you have to face head on. And if you are looking at images of yourself or thinking about maybe how other people are going to respond to these images that they're seeing of you, it brings up a lot.
Agreed. I think this is probably a good way to segue into our conversation, because I do think when we think about confidence, there is a connection with our topic today, which is really moving through the confusion and imposter syndrome symptoms that come up during the different stages of business. And I know that this is something that you're really passionate about talking about. And I was curious what this means to you, because I know there's some stages that you are going to walk us through, but what made you get connected with this to really want to make sure that you're creating awareness around this?
That is a fantastic question. And I mean, the only reason why I'm sharing this process and why I help people get through this same issue on their own is because I had to figure out a way to overcome it. And I mean, let's just unpack it for a second here, especially for your listeners coming from a corporate background, where being on social media, needing to post pictures of yourself, videos, all the things we have to do to be visible, that's not part of our normal everyday routine. And heck, even if you're not working a corporate job, that may not even be part of your routine. I mean, if you are a doula and somebody's telling you, guess what, you have to do reels and share your photo on Instagram, that's a challenge. That's a skill that you have to learn. So that when I started doing that, so much was coming up for me. And honestly, if I were to ever rebrand my Confidence on Camera course, which is a DIY course that walks you through these steps, I would probably rename it Outing Your Shadow. Because when I decided to do this, I noticed that I was really stiff and uncomfortable on camera, and I was avoiding showing pictures of myself and letting people just get to see me and to know me. And also, Lisa, I'm going to be 40 next week. I'm going to be 49. So I have everything that comes up with being a woman nearing her 50s doing this on social media as well. So I got tired of it. I got tired of being afraid and being in my own head. And I sat down with the camera and I did self-portrait shoots every day for 30 days. And I shared it to my private Instagram feed to hold myself accountable, and talked about the experience of going through. And it was really, really rough. The best part was sitting down and actually forcing myself to really look at these photos. And the reason why that turned out to be so amazing was because I got to know my face for the first time. And I was kind of fascinated by that, by seeing myself through the lens of the camera with completely new eyes. So I did a massive deep dive into psychology to figure out why the heck that was happening. And it turns out that there's a lot of psychology behind why we just don't resonate with what we see in photos. And so it may be people say, I'm not photogenic, I don't like my pictures. But if you consider how often you're actually looking at pictures of yourself that are not selfies, they're taken through the normal camera lens, like what a professional photographer would take of you. It's not very, very often, unless you're somebody who's in the media and you happen to be looking at your headshots all the time. And typically when we're using a selfie camera, that's a mirror image. It's what we see when we look in the actual mirror, which is a flipped image of our own faces. So when we see ourselves through the camera, right? So not the selfie camera, but the other side of the camera on your phone, that is a non-flipped image. And our brain doesn't recognize it because most of us are used to looking at selfie images. So sitting in these self-portraits, retraining my brain to realize that me not liking my photos was not personal. It was just, I don't know that person. So I had to sit with these photo shoots and do these self-portraits and recognize the person I was seeing in the camera. And as I did that, I began to really like her. And I began to get really excited about carving out this time for myself. Like you mentioned, having a glass of wine before your photo shoots, right? So I would put on a cute outfit. And, you know, this was like my mom time alone. And I would have a glass of wine or I'd put on some music and I'd grab my tripod and I'd grab my camera and I'd go in my room and I would just sit and experiment and play and try a bunch of different things. And you know what? One day I realized this is really fun and I'm not afraid anymore. And then I'm not afraid now to then go ahead the next step and share this and show these images to other people. And I'm really proud of what I'm creating. So that was like the first phase, was to kind of out my shadow and face what I was afraid of by sitting down and doing it. And then the second part of that is actually taking the time to then look at the pictures that I had taken.
Okay, there is so much goodness to unpack that you just shared. First and foremost, you are stunning, stunning. I did not even think 49, not saying that 49 is a bad number, but like I just, in my mind, I did not think of that age. You are freaking amazing, beautiful. And on top of it, what I love that you shared, because I think it's something that's so grounding that we have to remember, that no matter our age or season of life that we're in, we all struggle with like this kind of imposter syndrome on Instagram. Like the fact that you were like, I feel like I'm 49, why should I be on here? I feel like there's things that I wrestle with, like why am I on here when I have a day job? Like we all wrestle with something. And I appreciate the fact that you share that just so that way my community can hold true that we all, no matter what stages of in our business, we're all wrestling with this. Then I was curious, because you said something that was really strong and powerful, is that when you were doing this accountability challenge by taking your picture every day, you got to know your face for the first time. And I was curious, before you went into the psychology piece, was that like an emotional thing too, of experiencing that and getting connected with that?
Yes. Well, first of all, thank you for your compliment. You're very, very kind. And it's funny that you said that, because the shadow word that I kept taking through these self-portrait shoots was ugly and unworthy. And we can unpack that on a whole different episode if you want, but that is what kept coming up for me. So as I was looking at the pictures, the first time I sat down to look at them, I had this expectation in my mind, you know, because we look at magazines and we look at these just beautiful pictures that seem so effortless on Instagram or the media or magazines, you know, wherever you're getting your content from. So when I sat down to take these pictures, of course, I had something completely different in my mind, the expectation of what they would look like. And so I sat down to look at them the first few times and I was angry. I was just angry. And I wanted to throw in the towel and I kept saying it wasn't going to be good enough, but I kept going and it was rough. I would say it took me about 15 days to get to the point where I could sit down and really objectively look at the pictures of myself and say, all right, that is a nice photo. But beyond that, be able to break it down and say, well, what don't I like about this, right? It's not just that I don't like my picture or I don't look good here. What is it that I don't like? Could I have adjusted the angle? I feel like I have, you know, I have full cheeks, right? So I learned how to actually turn my face so that the light would hit on the angles of my face and minimize the portions of my face that I felt insecure about. And that is just all trial and error. And that's all that makes people photogenic in the end, is that somebody knows how to work their angles on the camera. And the only way that you can do that is by practicing. And you practice, you look at the photos, and then you're sort of meeting this human that's you for the very, very first time, especially if you're a mom, as I know you are and I am as well, and you spend so much of your time putting your energy outward, right? To just sit and really get to know yourself in that way was a massive, massive gift for me.
I just got goosebumps. So good, so real. And I truly love that you did it too as a 30-day challenge, because it took you time. It took you almost 15 days to get to a point that you were starting to appreciate what you were seeing. And something else that you mentioned that I'm curious if my audience will need some detail too. Are you saying that the view that we see from a selfie is different than a view that we see from a camera picture?
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is. Because, okay, so when you look in the mirror, you are seeing a flipped image of your face. So it's actually, if you take that mirror image and you picture picking up a piece of paper and flipping it and looking, holding it up to the light, right? And looking at the transparent image through the paper, that's what's happening with your face. So also in the selfie camera, that is flipped as well. And when you think about, what do you look at every day, right? You look in the mirror. So your brain is trained to recognize the face that it sees in the mirror multiple times a day. And then when you get your professional photos and they're taken through the camera lens, that is a non-flipped image, it's a non-inverse image of your face, the angles are different. Oh, here's the kicker for that as well. Most faces are asymmetrical. So you're not necessarily going to recognize that asymmetry in combination with looking at a non-flipped image as well. Your face is going to look really foreign. It's going to look like a landscape that you don't recognize, something you're seeing for the first time, because then you have the combination of the natural asymmetry of your face, which everyone has. And I can share some links that your audience can go to look at some really amazing photo samples of photographers who have actually taken people's images, then they've flipped them to the non-mirror image, then they've inverted them to the non-asymmetrical side. If this is blowing your mind, just stay with me for a second.
I'm tracking, go ahead.
Good, good, good. So I can give you some links to share with your audience as well, so you all can go see this. And then you add in the third element that the normal camera distortion brings into your image. And it's no wonder that when you get these pictures back, right, from your brand photographer, you're looking at them and you're like, I don't recognize that image. And have you ever had this happen, Lisa, where you're looking at a photo and you say, that's a terrible photo of me? And then your best friend or your husband said, what are you talking about? That's exactly what you look like. You look great. Have you ever had that happen?
All the time. This is why my mind's blown, where I'm like this, I get so mad at the wrong pictures.
You get so mad. And you get mad at the person for saying it looks just like you.
Yeah.
Right? Because,
yeah.
Right. Okay. That's because they see you. They see the non-mirror image of you. They see what the camera sees all the time. So when they see that professional photo of you, they're like, yeah, that's spot on. They captured you. But your brain is saying, no, 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 that's not what I see in the mirror. And you have to reconcile that in your own mind to be able to really appreciate what you really look like, your true face.
Oh my gosh, this is so good. Okay. So, so good. And I know my audience is geeking out as well. We'll make sure that these links are in the show notes. That way you're able to dive into this more. So what's stage one then? So what should, like, how, as we're moving through this, what should stage one truly be?
Stage one is to understand that it is not personal. And until you can understand it's not personal, you can't really move past it. And so one of the ways to do that is to start taking photos with the non-selfie side lens of your camera or your phone, if you're using your phone. And I use the phone for most of my photos, actually. They have really great lenses. So there is no shame in taking all your pictures on your phone, but use the other side for your self-portrait shoots if you're going to try this. And then the second part of that is to sit and look at the photos, and you may not want to, and it may be really, really hard, but now you understand why it's hard. So now you can take what you just learned and you can look at those photos objectively, and you can be really pragmatic about what you see. And then you can start troubleshooting what you want to fix for your next session. And I would recommend give yourself 3 days, do 3 days in a row of this. And, you know, it's fine if you need to space it out, you don't need to do it consecutively, but do at least 3 sessions where you're sitting down for maybe 10 minutes max, and you're taking these pictures of yourself and you're looking at them and just see how you feel after that. And then I would say phase 2 is, once you have done that first step, is to move into the inspiration phase. And this is where I love figuring out how it translates into your online business and possibly even your brand. And what I love to do for this is give the recommendation of choosing some anchor words. So I really like to use Pinterest, and I'll go on there and I'll get some ideas. So now I've sat down and I've done my self-portrait shoots, and I'm starting to see that it's not personal, and I'm starting to see the light at the end of the tunnel, and I'm kind of getting excited about this time with myself. Now I really want to get some ideas and get some inspiration. So choosing these 3 anchor words when you go to look for inspiration will keep you from falling down a rabbit hole and getting into comparison mode, which is what we don't want. We want you to keep your eyes on your own paper here. So I choose 3 anchor words, you know, like, I want to look for images that convey confidence or ease or authority, right? So then I'll go onto Pinterest and I'll type in women's poses and I'll type in a few of my anchor words, and then I will pin some of those images and I'm going to break them down. And I'm not going to let myself look and say, oh, she's beautiful, I can never pose like that. I'm going to say, wow, I really like this picture. What do I like about it? I really like the way, you know, I like her stature. I love her feeling of confidence. Well, what does that look like in this image? Is it the lighting? Is it because they had the tripod angled up a little bit high, so it makes her look, you know, even longer and taller? Is that something I can play with? And so the second phase is to find inspiration and stay curious and keep experimenting while staying grounded in your anchor words.
Okay. I'm so glad that you started to break it down, because I was going to be like, oh, we're like, define the anchor words. So finding inspiration, once you have these words, when you say you're using Pinterest, are you physically typing in confidence poses, at ease poses, just making sure that we get a kind of a good idea of what, I mean, I'm not going to lie, I'm going to be doing this after. Like, what should I be searching for on Pinterest? Just because sometimes isn't as like effective of a search engine as Google. So curious how you play with that.
Well, that is actually what I love about Pinterest. So I love that Pinterest is not social media. So I'm not going to go down the rabbit hole of, you know, falling in love with some other creator's content if I'm looking on Instagram. And if you want to do this on Instagram, you can just search by hashtags. But I just like Pinterest because it is more of a search engine. So I'll type in confident women's poses and then see what comes up. Or if, you know, also to look at things outside the realm of poses. There's another website that we can link. It's called Random Art Prompt Generator. And you can actually look at different performance art pieces as well. And you can see how people are shaping their bodies in relation to the light. And you can just see what emotions are being conveyed in the photo. So, like, Lisa, do you have any idea of what an anchor word might be for you? Put you on the spot.
No, this is good. Truly what came to mind for me is fun. I feel like from a corporate standpoint, I am doing it right now. Like, I tend to be so even structured with how I speak that I can't get out of the corporate realm. So I would want to find poses that show more fun and more relaxed, I guess, are the 2 words that come to mind for me. So that way I'm showing that personality in a picture.
I love it. Okay. So then for you, what's coming to mind for me are lifestyle images, maybe even images that are shot on a wider lens, which your most phones actually have built in. And they're showing you more candidly in the moment of your everyday life with a lot of ease and flow. So you're not necessarily filling up the photo frame and being really close in and being direct in the photo. You're kind of able to relax a little bit more. So you could type in women's lifestyle images. You can type in fun women's poses as well and see what you get for those. And then what I love about Pinterest is when you hit on an image that you really love, you get that to be your main image and then scroll down to the bottom of the screen and it's going to give you a ton of other recommendations based on that one pin that feels really, really right for that particular anchor word. So gather a bunch of those, put them all in a folder, and then look at them strategically. What do I really, really love about them? Take out brand colors, take out anything that is not right for you, and really just try to focus on the feeling that these images are creating and how you can bring that into your own self-portraits.
I want you to know that I'm hanging on to your every word, but I'm also going to shamefully admit that I am on Pinterest Googling some stuff right now, or not Googling, but searching for some stuff right now. And I'm going to share it to my stories because this is getting me so excited. Poses that I never thought of doing, but now I'm finding based off this inspiration anchor word phase and concept that you're giving to us that I now want to try. And I'm looking forward to how I'm going to respond once I actually see the image, because this feels even more relatable when I'm looking at some of the things that are popping up on Pinterest.
I love it. And I love that you're actively on there now. And this has given you some other perspective. And that's what it's about, though. I mean, look, we put so much pressure on ourselves to show up and to have things look a certain way. I mean, remember earlier in the podcast when I said I looked at those pictures of myself for the first time and I was angry and I had to check my expectation because my expectation was unrealistic for where I was. And right now when I'm still doing my own self-portrait shoots. I'm still continuing this process with myself and my anchor words are always evolving and changing. But now I look at them and I'm really happy. I mean, yeah, I might not like the light in something, or I might think, okay, it's time to kind of mix up my environment a little bit. But for the most part, I'm not being really hard on the person I see in those images anymore. I have a lot more grace and appreciation for the person I see in photos. And that's what it's all about. And it's given me a new relationship with myself, and it's giving me a new relationship with my camera. And that has given me a new relationship with my audience and the people that I'm actually trying to help. And that's, I mean, that's ultimately, isn't that what we're here for? That's what we're all here to do.
100%. I love this. Okay. This is so good. What's the third phase?
The third phase is to keep outing your shadow in your shoots, to keep taking these pictures, to keep picking new anchor words, and to build this relationship with yourself. And the thing that I love the most that is a bonus about doing these shoots is getting over this massive confidence hurdle will unlock so much in your business that might actually be keeping you stuck in confusion and second guessing yourself. So for me and for the women that have completed the course and in the membership that have gone through this phase as well, they now know more clearly what is for them and what is not for them. So they are able to set better boundaries and then use their time to say yes more strategically to what they really, really want, and not, you know, that they've quieted that little voice in the back of their head that's like, I know you're doing this and that's really, really good, but the experts say you should be doing these 50 things over here. If you did do them, would things be better? It's, you're able to kind of look past that a little bit and say, no, I'm good. I know who I am. I'm on the right path. And you just have this renewed confidence. And like I said, this new relationship. So step three is to keep going and then apply that new confidence that you have and clarity with who you are through your anchor words, which are usually also tied into your brand and how you show up outwardly online as well. See how you can weave all of that into your content and see how you can use all of that to deepen your connection with your audience. So that's phase three, is to share it.
Oh my gosh. Okay. I love all of this. And for my note takers, I want to make sure that we recap so that we hear this. And I truly mean this, that Lisa is super approachable, that if once you're done listening to this and you want an accountability partner, or if you have other questions, reach out to her. She is going to respond. But the first phase is really making sure that you're looking at your photos. And the commitment here is sticking to 3 days and doing the photos and looking at your photos for 3 days in a row. The second phase is the inspiration, which is choosing those anchor words, three, and then using Pinterest to really help you create your boards around those words. And then phase three is keep going and applying the phase one and phase two by looking at your photos, finding the new anchor words, and just kind of keep repeating it. So that way it helps build the confidence. It ditches the imposter syndrome. As you continue to go through different stages of your business, it's keeping your brand and your personality true and true. Did I capture that right, Lisa?
You did that perfectly. Yep. I think you did that perfectly. Stay inspired and stay true, I think, is a good way to sum up the three phases.
I love it. And I know that you have a goodie for my listeners. So can you share a little bit about what you're gifting them?
Yes. So all of this, of course, ties into wanting to have, you know, I'm doing air quotes now, but the perfect Instagram feed, and have your feed look uniform and all the lovely things that we all strive for. So my gift for you is my 5 easy steps to optimize your Instagram, and we'll have the link in the show notes for you.
We will have that there. And I'm telling you guys, do not walk, run and get that, because it's going to help with everything we talked about today. And I will give you guys a little bit of some breadcrumbs here. There are some other amazing things that Lisa is working on that's going to be launching around this time. So definitely give her website a link or her Instagram account, so that way you can get the deets on all the things that are coming that I truly believe will be helping you as you are continuing to build your side business. Lisa, I will put your handle below as well. How else, is there any other areas that you want my audience to be thinking of to get connected with you?
Instagram is the best way. DM me. I always reply to DMs, and I'm happy to answer any questions you have as you go through this. And like you said, hold you accountable for that 3-day period.
So true. So true. Lisa, it was a pleasure having you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Lisa.
Thanks for tuning in. If you enjoyed this episode, here's what I want you to do. Take a quick screenshot of you listening to the Corporate Side Hustler podcast and upload the image to your Instagram stories and tag me in it at the Corporate Side Hustler. I would love to hear from you and connect with you on Instagram. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'll see you the same time next week. Until then, enjoy the rest of your day. Bye for now.